Good morning, Faith Cumberland Presbyterian Church in America. This is Pastor Tony. Let us now give our hearts and minds to God in worship, praise, meditation, confession, and to the service of the Lord. The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also established that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Moment for reflection. Out of the depth of his affliction, Job contemplates, can you find out the deep things of God? Can you find out the limit of the Almighty? A pastor once said, in every situation and circumstance of your life, God is always doing 1,000 different things that you cannot see and you do not know. This is a truth we all must reflect on when we contend with crisis after crisis. We must never forget that whatever you are going through, God is at work. You may not always see what God is doing, but know it's true. God doesn't limit himself to doing one or a few things in your situation. God is doing 1,000 or more things. God may allow us to see some of his purposes in the works, but the majority of what God is doing is done behind the scenes in a providential way we can't see. We don't see the angels God dispatches to do our bidding at the time of need. Strangers assisting us who are in fact angels sent by God. We don't consider it is God divinely placing helpers in our path when we desperately need them. We don't think about the times when our enemies gave us favor in their eyes at God's direction. We don't see the prayer warriors interceding for us and God acting on their prayers to save us. We don't see God guiding the hands of the surgeon. We don't see God endowing wisdom from heaven on all the advisors, teachers, ministers who give us a much needed word from the Lord. We can't possibly see the end or outcomes of our situation, but we can be sure God is working with divine purpose skillfully and lovingly. One day, when you look back on your life, you will see the hand of God was working it out all along, but you couldn't see clearly. The Bible says of Jesus, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not faint. One of the hard lessons of faith is praying persistently until you hear from God. How long have we been praying for justice to return to the land? How long have we been praying for an errant child who won't do right? How long have wives been praying for spiritual change in their husbands and vice versa? How long have we been praying for a financial breakthrough? How long have we been praying for healing? The truth is, we all experience a season in which God is silent. We all have those episodes when we see little evidence that God hears our prayers. Some wonder, will God ever hear them again? When God is silent, what are we to do? What did Jesus tell us? To pray and not faint. Are you on the verge of losing heart about your predicament you've been praying about for years? Jesus will tell you, don't stop praying. Trust that God is sustaining and intervening in your life. To continue praying until the answer comes does not mean endless repetition. Persistent prayer keeps our requests constantly before God as we live for Him day by day while believing God's answer is on the way. We must not give up when we live by faith. None of us knows the ways of God and why He delays answering us. Know this, concerning us, God can only do what is right and perfect. So there seems to be a divine purpose in God's delay. As we persist in prayer, we grow in character, faith, and hope. By this, we learn to wait on God. Father God, the Lord of our mercies, we come to praise you for your gracious intervention in our daily affairs. What else could we hope for, O God, if you treated us as we truly deserve? What do we owe our existence except to your sovereign will? We know, O God, by your own pleasure do we breathe and have our being by the power of your command. We veer out into the heavens to see the stars, but none are as glorious as the glory you put in us. We plead, O God, that you not remove your mercy and loving kindness. Give us utterance to praise you, and we shall worship you for the remainder of our days. Be warmed, O God, by our burning love for you. O God, in Jesus, you gave us our Savior, Lord, and brother. For he embraced us and wiped our sin off and brought us to the Father's throne. O God, we have no worthiness of our own. May we be found living in the righteousness of Christ. May we be found daily forsaking the deeds of sin, that we may glorify our Father in heaven as intended from the beginning. We confess, O God, our weakness in the face of temptation. Our spirit is willing, O God, but our flesh so weak. We desire to rise above the things of the flesh, to walk in thy holiness. O God, we come before you as an open book, for we can hide nothing from you, for you are an all-seeing God. We confess every sin residing in our hearts. We confess our sins of commission and omission. Forgive us, O God, for our presumptuous sins, for we are sin-laden souls. We need your mercy and grace just to make it through the day. Give us holy conviction to disrupt our sinning ways. Give us a heart of repentance and give us a mind to yield to the indwelling Holy Spirit. Give us a desire for godly living, a new hunger for your word, and a praying spirit. O God, give us daily direction. Teach us to seek your counsel before acting on our foolish notions. Teach us to discern the guidance of your Holy Spirit. Teach us to speak and go as you direct us. Forgive us when we lean on our own understanding. Let us be those disciples Jesus is proud to call his own. O God, strengthen us in our faith that we may be holy vessels in the earth to bear spiritual fruit for thy kingdom. May we be the vessels you call on to minister to your holy saints. Remember, O God, Faith Cumberland Presbyterian Church in America, you called us into being to be ministers in the earth. May our churches be unmovable in proclaiming the gospel to the lost. pour divine favor upon our households. Visit each house and drop off divine blessings as needed. Renew peace, unity, and brotherly kindness in every soul. We thank you, O God, for all you have done and are yet to do. You provide beyond whatever we ask. Give us the mind to extend all your blessings to those you send our way, to gather us again for corporate worship. Keep our nation in your sight, O God. May we be a unified nation once again that looks to the Lord that we may know thy holiness. We are so divided, O God. We are still afflicted with injustice in many quarters. Brother against brother, sister against sister, family against family, politician against politician, and strife everywhere. O God, many choose what is right in their own eyes. Many are brutally gunned down. So little respect for life. Remove from our midst, O God, the cancerous hatred. Then we can love and respect one another once again. O God, may healing be your abiding mercy of this hour. May we experience divine healing in our minds, will, and emotions. Bind up all our wounds. O God, let the prosperity of both physical and spiritual healing touch us now. Heal the world from all pestilence. Heal and reconcile families and relationships. We ask, O God, for special healing graces to fall on Deacon Valencia and Sister Valerie. May your graces bring speedy recovery. May these warriors of faith be a proxy of healing for all those ill and going through medical procedures and for those suffering long-term medical conditions in our midst. Comfort the bereaved, O God. Human life gives us so much pain, sorrow, loneliness, and loss. Had it not been for Jesus, death would be our undoing. May your presence consume every pain and loss. Send your peace and joy from heaven to come alongside us to be our constant companion until the reunion with Christ and the saints. We affirm, O God, you are the God of life and not death. Hear our prayer, a supplication, O God. May all of our prayers be the sweet aroma that fills your holy temple for all eternity. Now, Father God, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable to you, O God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh,
For a few moments, let's consider this meditation theme, surviving our godless and deceptive age. As we observe the spiritual and moral decay of the world we live in, some are wondering what God is doing. Is God asleep? Has God gone off, leaving us alone? Is God merely letting the chips fall as they may? Why doesn't God eliminate wickedness? Man has many questions. Some want to lay the blame for this godless and deceptive age we live in on God. But the Bible says God created the heavens and the earth, and God said it was good. In other words, God made man to be virtuous and holy. But what happened? From the beginning, man turned from God with intent to rebel. There was not one righteous man found in the earth besides Noah. But then on, wickedness escalated. Today, some turn to God, others turn from God. Paul told us in Scripture, in the last days, perilous times shall come. And so, here we are today. Our Scripture lesson today is Psalm 12. Let's read the opening verses. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor. With flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips, and the tongue that speaketh proud things. Who hath said, with our tongue we will prevail? Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? Amen. Can we really survive in our godless and deceptive age? We only need to ask Abraham, Moses, Elijah, Jeremiah, John, or Paul. We are certain to fall victim to compromise, complacency, or even falling away if we are left to fend for ourselves in our own strength. We are at war with spiritual wicked forces. We won't survive by accident. We are at risk at being swept away by subtle forces of sin. Sin is not always obvious, the elephant in the room. We can drift from God simply by praying less each day, less worship as the weeks go by, until being outside of God's presence is commonplace. This is called backsliding. We are more at risk to backsliding because we live in a godless and deceptive age. Today, the godless and deceptive age we live in, God needs you to stand and be counted among the righteous. In our time, can you be as Noah, Moses, Elijah, Jeremiah, or John the Baptist? What is important in our age is to know where we are headed each day in regards to our destiny with God. Before Jesus returns, times must get worse than it is now. Yes, we pray for peace, a return to righteousness, a plea for justice to be commonplace in the land. But we know escalated wickedness will occur. So we are to pray and not faint. Watch the news and observe God's word being fulfilled before your eyes. How can saints escape the corruption of the godless and deceptive age? How can saints avoid being drawn into the ways of ungodliness? In Psalm 12, David tells us how. First, we must cry out to God. Help, Lord. Be sober and know the spiritual predicament you are in. Whenever dishonesty, deception, and unfaithfulness strikes against you, you know you are in need of God's divine intervention. Cry out. This may seem obvious, but the truth is we cry out to God primarily when we are personally affected, but not always when others are affected. David has reason to cry out. Sin is prevailing all around him, and he has nowhere else to turn but to God. David's response to sin is not to give in or give up, but to talk with God. What is your response to dishonesty and deception around you? Are you apt to complain more about dishonesty than to talk with God? Are you more apt to complain about dishonest leaders who mislead us with deceptive words than to give them over to God? Why isn't prayer the first response when we encounter ungodliness in this world? I want us to understand though we might be strong in the faith, ungodliness affects everybody, and we must pray for everybody who are affected. Ultimately, prevailing ungodliness can bring about our backsliding, so we are to pray and not faint. Second, when you feel alone and overwhelmed by the wickedness encircling you, embrace God as your refuge and warrior against the wiles of the devil. God will not allow his people to be consumed by ungodliness and deception. So serious is David's cry to God that it brings an immediate reply from God. Have evildoers attacked you for telling the truth? Have you ever been cussed out for telling others to do right? As in David's case, your cry to God will elicit the fury of God's wrath in your defense. In a godless and deceptive age, it is the weak and helpless that fall victim to deception. Today, scammers exploit the powerless and the needy. The poor are usually swamped with cheap products that fall apart. The poor are victimized by credit scams and payday loans. Beware, God sees. What is God's response to liars and deceivers oppressing the poor today? The poor are purposely oppressed and beaten down with impunity today. They are often financially swindled by dishonest merchants. Know this, God is the warrior for the poor against every evildoer today. Third, declare the certainty of God's word and every promise contained in it. It is impossible for God to lie, fail, or be indifferent to your affliction, trial, or temptation. God's word never returns void to him. What he says he will do, he does. When a sinner man speaks, his wicked heart is exposed by his spoken words. Man uses speech for satisfying his evil impulses. Through words, man arrogantly manipulates the poor and the helpless. The words of man will destroy you and can set an entire forest on fire. Wicked men are experts using words to provoke contention, discord, and wars. But God's word is to be trusted and obeyed. God's word is pure, contains no malice nor deceit. God's word gives us access to the saving truth of Jesus. My friends, take this with you in your reflections today. The godless and deceptive age that we live in today is no different than it was in Noah's time. In every generation, there are evildoers who resolve to be experts in evil. Every generation grows in its evilness to the point saints can become weakened and imitate evildoers. Saints must be aware of the dire consequences of being friends with the world. This is always a risk because saints dwell in a sinful world and can be desensitized by the presence of sin. Be concerned when the sin around you no longer compels you to pray. Be concerned about our godless and deceptive age, for our kids can become numb to sin and accept wickedness as the way of life. Listen to Jesus once again. Men ought to always pray and not faint. Father God, we thank you for your grace. Compel us to always pray and do give ear, O God, to our cries for help. We intercede for our family, church, and nation as we all strive to persevere in this godless and deceptive age. May we be divine vessels in these troubling times. We ask for these moments of worship and reflection to be planted in the good soil of our hearts. May the seed of your word blossom in us into an abundant spiritual harvest for thy glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus.